Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congressman Tim Kennedy, who voted against it, to talk about that today. Congressman, good morning. Welcome back to Hardline.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Great to be with you today.
Hey.
Happy Independence Day weekend to everybody.
For sure, for sure. I just want to thank you before we get into the interview. Thank you for continuing to come on and talk to your constituents. You know, we've got a lot of people on the political left that won't get back to our invitation. So I'm very grateful for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Always great to be with you.
You voted against the Big Beautiful Bill. Just a summary of your objections to this bill.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, let me just offer my prayers and my thoughts. Our hearts are broken right now to the families and the victims down in Central Texas right now, as we have this glorious weekend here in Western New York with our weather. You know, there are over 50 people who have died due to the horrific flooding in Central Texas and the Guadalupe River. We know that girls' camps were wiped out. Homes and people vacationing on this beautiful weekend up here were devastated by a historic flooding. And I just wanted to recognize that as we go on. But, you know, it was a tough way to end a difficult week in Washington. You know, some refer to it as the Big Beautiful Bill. There was nothing beautiful about it. It was the Big Ugly Bill. It was a bill that, to historic proportions, people are going to be hurt across America, from the least among us to the middle class, to working families. There's a whole lot not to like in the Big Ugly Bill. You know, Medicaid was devastated, was cut to historic levels. Medicare cut to historic levels. Nutritional assistance cut to historic levels. 17 million people will be cut off of health insurance in this country that are currently on health insurance because of the cuts to the health exchange. All in, between Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, and Medicare, is $1.3 trillion in cuts. Now, what that means is that our hospitals will still have to foot the bill for those that will show up that are uninsured. To go back to the bad old days with emergency rooms that are burgeoning, bursting at the seams, you know who has to pay for that? Somebody. You know who that is? That's those with health care insurance, those that are able to purchase health care, private health care insurance. That's where that expense goes. So premiums go up, deductibles go up, copays go up. You know, that's the whole point of the Affordable Care Act being put in place over a decade ago, where nearly 25 million Americans nationwide have gained access through the Medicaid expansion of the Affordable Care Act. There's now going to be 17 million Americans that are off of health insurance. And what this bill ultimately represented was the largest transfer of wealth in American history, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And when I talk about the rich, I'm talking about the top 10% in this nation receiving the greatest benefit, the billionaires and the ultra wealthy in this country that are going to get a permanent tax break while the rest of America suffers. And it really was detrimental to our nation, to the fabric of our economy, millions of jobs that are going to be lost because of some of the policy that was put in this. The national debt, by the way, increasing by $4 trillion, all to feed a tax break to the billionaires in this country. So there's a whole lot of reasons why not only I, but every member of the Democratic caucus voted against this bill. And we were joined by two courageous Republicans. And it's why it had such a difficult time passing in the Senate as well, where it needed the vice president to cast a tie-breaking vote because they were losing Republican votes. And even those that voted for it said they hoped that there would be changes made before final passage in the House because they didn't like what they were voting on, but they felt pressured to do so. So they did. And turns out, you know, the bill was swallowed in whole. And again, very bad for America.
Congressman, I just want to ask, you know, I hear this is a tax break for the very wealthy and hurts others. But according to the 2017, when this tax cut was first passed, 85% of Americans did see a tax cut. So when you say that it's only for the very wealthy, what part of this bill, I could be missing something. What's the way you interpret it?
Well, look, when you take the things like no tax on tips and that expires, or no tax on overtime and that expires, or the salt cap where they got a half a loaf and that expires, but you put in a tax break for the billionaires in this country and make that permanent, that is not what Americans are looking for. Americans are looking for not a handout, but a hand up. And when the billionaires in this country, when the ultra wealthy who can afford to help those by paying a little bit higher tax to provide for those that are trying and are working their tails off every day to put food on the table for their families and can't provide, and you know, that's where there is a huge disparity here. And when you see the ultra wealthy getting wealthier, when, you know, Elon Musk doesn't need a tax break. The richest man in the world doesn't need a tax break. He wins in this budget. You know who loses? The folks in our community that are working to pay the bills to put food on the table. So it's just a sad reality of the economy here.
Congressman, let me ask you about Medicaid, because I hear that a lot, obviously, from people on the political left. And, you know, the one stipulation is that you'd have to work or be in school for at least 80 hours a month. Now, Congressman, I know you worked 80 hours this week. Is there anywhere you could find an agreement with Republicans on some kind of, for able-bodied people, something where they would have to get off the couch and do something to get those Medicaid? Is there anywhere you would have wiggle room in something like that?
Yeah, look, 92% of people right now today that are receiving Medicaid assistance are working at the moment. Those that are not, and we're talking about millions of Americans that have their own distinct reason one way or another. You know what the unfortunate reality is, the rhetoric started to drive this message and ultimately this politics. So there was a picture painted of some teenage kid sitting on his couch in his basement playing video games, collecting a Medicaid check. I mean, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, these are god-awful messages that are really disingenuous to the American people. And, you know, all these things are doing is creating more red tape and creating a more bloated bureaucracy in our country for one reason, to kick people off of health insurance and Medicaid when they need it the most. And again, those that are kicked off of assistance, they're not going to go away. When you kick somebody off of health insurance, it doesn't mean they're not going to get sick. It just means that they're not going to have Medicaid to pay for it. So they go to the emergency room at the hospital And instead of qualifying for the Affordable Care Act, they're one of 17 million people that were kicked off because of this big, ugly bill. Now they're in the emergency room. So, you know, God forbid somebody in your family actually gets hurt, or, you know, your kid breaks his arm, or somebody's having a heart attack, you go to the emergency room and there's a 12-hour wait. You know, again, the bad old days. The Affordable Care Act resolved much of that. You know, New York State, in New York State, the percent of uninsured is at an all-time low. That's in large part due to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, but that's also across the entire country. So what this bill ultimately does is destabilizes the entire healthcare system. And ultimately, at the end of the day, somebody's going to pay. And that's the people that afford private insurance. And those people are going to have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have their deductibles go up, their copays go up, and their premiums go up, all while the healthcare fails across this country. You know, there's over 300 hospitals in rural areas across this country that are on the chopping block for closure, including 11 here in New York State because of this bill. That's according to the Greater New York Hospital Association that visited our offices and said, please do not allow these Medicaid cuts to go through. We are already struggling. Also, nursing homes. You know, we saw the Weinberg campus close this past year, a devastating loss to our community. Not only one of the most beautiful places to get care for generations, but, you know, the people that were cared for there and the hundreds of people that worked there. Yep, the Weinberg campus is now closed. There will be other closures across New York State and across Western New York in our nursing homes, which not only is devastating to those that are seeking care, but the job loss that comes with it. Joe, I'm an occupational therapist. I come from the healthcare field. I used to treat kids with disabilities. I used to treat seniors in nursing homes and subacute rehab. I know exactly what it means to cut Medicaid and to cut Medicare and to cut people off of their health insurance. People are going to get hurt. People are going to defer care. And sadly, people in this country, and there are estimates of over 100,000 people, are going to die because of the policies that were put in this big, ugly bill. There are so many reasons why we voted against it. Those are just a handful of reasons.
Congressman, help me understand, you know, when the bill was in Senate, there was this agreement for hospital stabilization fund. Now, I heard it when it was in the Senate. I have not heard about that. It was saying that it could potentially provide $25 to $50 billion over years to stabilize rural hospitals. Was that in the bill that you signed that went to the president's desk? That you voted against and went to the president's desk?
Ultimately, Joe, they're not just going to need $50 billion. They're going to need a hell of a lot more than that. When you have over 300 hospitals just in rural areas across this country, not to mention every other area, hospitals, nursing homes, and community health centers in every area, but particularly rural communities that are dependent upon these institutions for their health care. When they close, people are devastated. Even $50 billion, think about that, across this entire country. it's just a pittance to what's actually needed to support these hospitals. These hospitals were already struggling to stay afloat, and now you gutted the Medicaid that they depend on, not to mention you're going to overrun their emergency rooms. So they're very concerned right now. The CEOs across this state, across this nation, are very wary about what's happening right now. Their finances are going to be cut, and they're already in a struggling position. So we're going to be very closely watching how this all unfolds.
Congressman Tim Kennedy is joining us. Congressman, last question I have about this, and there's a few other little things I want to get to. Obviously, when it comes to Medicaid, another thing is people who are who lack legal permanent legal status, is how I saw it written, are off the bill. Now, President Trump ran on this in November. A lot say that's the reason he won in November. Is there any kind of middle room for that, for not funding, you know, people who lack legal status?
Well, if you change the Constitution, I suppose. Our Constitution, the greatest country in the history of the world, we're celebrating Independence Day. It protects anyone on our land. Anyone in the United States is protected by the United States Constitution, period. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is there's a moment in time right now where people that are coming here to seek a better life are being demonized. And I suppose it's a sad American story that happened to, you know, every cultural and ethnic group that's crossed the sea or came into the United States seeking a better life, is including all of our ancestors, with the exception of the Native Americans and those that were enslaved that were brought to this country. You know, there has been an oppression of those that have come here seeking a better life. Our Constitution protects everyone in the borders of this country for a reason. And, you know, again, when they show up, if they're here and they're sick and they show up at the hospital, is a doctor supposed to check someone's passport in the emergency room if they need emergency care? I mean, the idea of all of this is really fear-mongering. It's hurtful to who we are as a nation, certainly who we are as a community here in Western New York. And, you know, it's rather sad. And let me just touch on one other thing, Joe, that I failed to mention to
of
you.
Course.
Even. The cuts to nutritional assistance. There's going to be millions of people that go hungry in this country. Children, seniors, veterans in our country, because this budget cut nearly $200 billion in nutritional assistance. You know, you go over to Feed More Western New York. We're always celebrating Feed More Western New York for good reason, because Feed More Western New York supports individuals in our community that are having difficulty supporting themselves and going hungry in the meantime if they didn't have the incredible resources of Feed More Western New York. Feed More Western New York is already seeing historic levels of need, and they're already strained. Now you're going to cut nutritional assistance across this country for millions of Americans, including right here in the state of New York and right here in Western New York. Again, a budget is a moral document. And this budget, this big, ugly bill, failed the test.
Congressman, on that SNAP, it's for states that have an payment error rate above 6%. This is more to right incentivize that states get their payment errors down. Do I understand that correctly, or am I wrong?
Look, the big ugly bill cut the SNAP benefits by 20%, or about $200 billion, which jeopardizes those benefits for more than 40 million people, including 16 million children and 8 million seniors that rely on that nutritional assistance, and it shifts about $55 billion in costs to states that we already know have limited resources to absorb it. So, you know, you think about it. These are individuals that are either going to have to cut benefits, that the state's going to have to cut benefits to, limit eligibility to, or push off the program entirely. And then these red tape requirements, we're looking at potentially 5 million people losing food assistance, including tens of millions of kids across this country at risk of losing school breakfast and lunch. So look, it, there's all sorts of ways to couch it, but at the end of the day, this is going to hurt people that need it the most. And you know, there's so many reasons why this is a bad bill. When you think about what our community represents, the City of Good Neighbors, people that have gone out of their way for generations to help our neighbors and to help our community and to always give back. And, you know, we live in a very special place here in the Buffalo Niagara region in Western New York, unlike anywhere else in the country. So we think a little bit differently about this stuff than anywhere else in the country. So when I'm watching down in Washington, you know, the people that have no clue where Buffalo is, even on a map, that are making cuts to Medicaid and Medicare and nutritional assistance that are going to hurt people in our community, it's infuriating. And the people in our community are going to get hurt by people, again, that have no clue about how we think here in our community about each other and taking care of each other.
Congressman, why do you think it's that people, you know, have different opinions like you and I? Why can't more people have conversations like this?
Well, I think they do happen, you know, but when it comes down to it, you also need partnerships. And, you know, look, we in the Democratic caucus, we put hundreds of amendments forward to make this big, ugly bill better than it was. Every single amendment that was put forward by our Democratic caucus was rejected. Not one amendment was accepted. And, you know, that's the unfortunate hyper-partisan government that people sadly have come to expect out of Washington, D.C., but it shouldn't be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. And, you know, there were days gone by where there was a hell of a lot more partnerships and bipartisanship. And I still believe there is a way forward to doing that. I'm an eternal optimist, and I'm always hoping for a better future. And I believe we will get there. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some diligence. It's going to take some leadership. But I do believe we'll get there.
Hey, Congressman, I always appreciate the time, and I appreciate you still coming on air, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, definitely, Joe. Thanks for having me. Have a great day, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.